listening to The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And are we proud to have our next guest, the man who is responsible for syndicating the Travel Planners radio show via satellite. He is a broadcast entrepreneur and also known as Mr. Five Star, Mr. Ron Kreider. Welcome to the Travel Planners show.
Good day, everyone.
And we're going to talk about Las Vegas, I think, because, well, Ron helped dig the wells that the Indians found out there that called it the Meadows. He's been there since the start.
Yes, he had made a comment that it's like Methuselah's
no,
time.
No, I said I've been there since Methuselah
probably,
was a
that's
teenager.
That's enough on the boss's age, yeah, right?
No, but it's interesting, guys, that having been to Las Vegas so many times and went there first time when my parents took me there, and I was like a teenager, I think. And it was only the Desert Inn and the Frontier Hotel, and it was like really, really desolate out there on the Strip. Everything that was really taking place at the time I first went there, and I'm 73 years old, I don't mind mentioning it, was happening in downtown Las Vegas, around where the Golden Nugget and all that sort of thing. That was the main attraction to Las Vegas when I was a kid. And, of course, it's greatly changed.
Oh, yeah, no question. And what is now the Strip, as opposed to the old downtown area, which has been renovated, is marvelous. I would be remiss if we didn't mention how we got started on this conversation before on air. One of the services that Global American Broadcasting provides is a new internet channel called Mostly Sinatra. Featuring Sinatra music about 40% of the time, and then pop music from anywhere from the 40s into the 70s. Very listenable, I might add, and I'm proud to be a part of that as well. But you have found some restaurants, I understand, that Frank and the boys used to frequent, shall we say?
You want
to tell us about that promotion that's going on?
Well, absolutely. First, it's mostlysinatra.com on the internet. It is a 24/7 service. A couple of people have sent me emails and said I clicked on and I didn't hear Frank Sinatra. I heard Johnny Mathis singing, and I said, hey, hold on, Thunder. You know, give him a chance. I mean, you can't play Sinatra one song right after the other, even though he's recorded 900 different selections. You could burn through 900 pretty fast. So yep. I would say about every second or third selection is a Sinatra song done by Frank Sinatra. And the rest of them are Sammy Davis and all the Rat Pack guys. And we'll hear some Perry Como's. But it's basically, as you would say, since you are one of the hosts, Kevin, it's the Sinatra era, the music from the mid-40s to the mid-70s. So you'll actually hear Jerry Vale in there. You're going to hear some Carpenters, as a matter of fact,
right,
just because they were popular at that time. Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow, along
well,
with
well, you sent
Frank
me a note the other day that the next time we're in Las Vegas that perhaps some of our listeners could join us for a Sinatra-style blowout party at the Wynn.
Well, we've been asked.
I will fly to Las Vegas to host that. Just as well, and the Wynn Hotel is marvelous.
And you will definitely do that. There's no question about it that you will be definitely one of the hosts to do that. So here's the deal. In Vegas, of course, he had favorite restaurants, as you know, all over the country, including many even in St. Louis. But
that's true.
And I said even. I didn't mean it to demean St. Louis, but nonetheless, he had a lot of favorite restaurants, and in Vegas, at least two of them, and many more, of course, but one of them was Piro's, which is right around the corner, by the way, from the Wynn Hotel, and the Wynn is fabulous, and then there is a namesake restaurant within the Wynn Hotel called Sinatra. It's a dinner-only restaurant. It's not open for lunch. It's expensive. It's great. It's fun, We put up on the website that we're going to come invite our listeners on mostlysinatra.com or some listeners to join us when either you're there or I'm there or our other hosts like Tim Deese. Although, you know what Deese has said, it's never going to happen. He never leaves his house. He is the real Howard Hughes. But nonetheless, our gang, any of our gang from Mostly Sinatra, when we are in Vegas, we're going to invite the people who have sent cards and us. We'll pull some names out of the hat, and we're going to have a party Sinatra style. But here's what they said. They asked me to say, you are not going to celebrate at the Wynn Sinatra style. And I said, what do you mean? I mean, we're going to celebrate, have a good time. And he says, no, we would never throw Frank Sinatra out, even though he got very loud and very boisterous with his friends. But we would definitely throw you out.
And so you told him about me, right?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to mention you by name, but nonetheless, he was known for being pretty rowdy with his friends.
Yes.
He was generally never terribly rowdy by himself, but when he got with his buddies,
was he
little?
Yeah, he wasn't a very big guy, I don't think.
Well, when he got with the rowdy,
you know, I'm
in comparison
little,
to me, but yeah, okay. Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm little too, but I can roar.
Well, when he got with the Rat Pack, he was really unruly, and it was a big deal. But no one would ever want to throw Frank Sinatra out of a restaurant. Many of the patrons, now, of course, this restaurant I'm referring to at the Wynn was not there when Frank Sinatra was there. Steve Wynn built this restaurant as a tribute to him. The restaurant called Piro's, which is right around the corner, they hosted him many times. He used to love to come in there with the Rat Pack, and there's where I've heard the stories about, you know, guests getting up and walking out and being very upset because they permitted Frank Sinatra to come in there and be loud and boisterous and disrupted their entire evening. And he did the same thing at Melvin's out in Palm Springs, another fancy restaurant in Palm Springs, and he would do that as well. So they said, we'd be happy to entertain you in this restaurant, Sinatra's restaurant, but please don't celebrate Sinatra style. At least keep it down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Wynn a little bit, because Sue was there on a press tour a year or two ago.
Last year? Yeah. Yes. Oh, beautiful spa there. I mean, I wish I would have had the time to, you know, use the spa rather than just go through on a guided tour, but it was absolutely beautiful.
Well, let me tell you, excuse me, Sue, for interrupting, but
sure.
I used to always stay at Bellagio. Bellagio was like, I thought that was the best.
That's nice.
Let's face it, Steve Wynn built the Bellagio, and that was his coup de grace at the time. This is the best thing I can put together. And mm-hmm. I thought Steve has really outdone himself. He'll never be able to do anything better. And even after they built the Wynn, I had a feeling that the Bellagio was still a notch above the Wynn. And I think for a while it was, because he didn't have all the great restaurants and he didn't have all the great stores, the fine, fancy, expensive stores that they have over at Bellagio. But over the years, they're still over at Bellagio as well, but he has attracted some of the finest chefs in the world at his restaurant, at his hotel, plus some of the finest stores in Las Vegas in his hotels, because he has two of them. And a little known fact is, of course, that he's very, very big in Macau in China. And I think we're getting ready to run into a break here, if I'm not mistaken. So nonetheless, that place actually supported the Wynn for a couple of years when we were in that down spot. But now we're coming back up. And I got to tell you, folks, Sue's been there and spent more time than I. I don't need to go there and eat and drink a little bit, but I don't gamble. But nonetheless, we're going to enjoy having you there. Remember, go to mostlysinatra.com. Listen to Kevin McCarthy on the air every day from 12 to 3, 12 to 6 East Coast time. And maybe we'll be seeing you in Las Vegas and maybe in New York at Patsy's.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And we're working on some other restaurants that Frank used to frequent as well. Ron, thanks for joining us on the Travel Planners Radio Show, and I'm going to book my tickets just so we can get in somebody's pocket. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
And you are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show, coming to you live on the Global American Broadcasting Network.